You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are visiting with Joanne Frederick, who has spent her career in the healthcare industry and believes the only way to save our healthcare system is to help people get healthy and live well. She is the founder of CyberSize, an online gym, and the author of Move, Eat, Be, a series of ebooks designed to help people find their own personalized plan for lifelong sustainable wellness. Joanne, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you, Eric, very much. It's great to be here.
Hey, good to have you as well. So what is the most important thing an entrepreneur can do for their health?
Rule number one is to plan your workouts and your menus each week. And the reason is simple. As entrepreneurs, we always put our companies first and our health last. I'm running a health and wellness company, and this is something I still need to remind myself every day. So making a plan each week makes a huge difference. From week to week, my life can be drastically different. Some weeks I'll be traveling and in a different city every day. Other weeks I'm in my office and have a bit more flexibility in my schedule. So looking at my upcoming week and making a plan, which is usually something I do on a Saturday or Sunday, helps me be certain I'm fitting my own self and my own health into my own schedule. So I set meetings with myself and use that as my own time. And sometimes I have to tell a little white lie. If I get an invitation to a 7 o'clock breakfast meeting and that's my workout for the day, I'll say, sorry, can't join you. I have another meeting. And we all know that we can't let other people steal the time we need for ourselves. And as you said at the beginning, taking good care of us is the very best thing we can do for our businesses.
What is sustainable wellness and what is the key to finding that?
What I mean by sustainable wellness is simply a plan that you can live with for the long term. So we all know we can go on a quick all-meat diet and lose a lot of weight or do a short 30-day intense exercise program, but it's not something we can really stick with for life. So the key to finding sustainable wellness is to recognize a few things. One, each of us is unique. There really isn't a one-size diet or exercise program that will work in everyone's life. So your job is to experiment with different foods, exercise at different times a day, and generally explore your own wellness so you can find out what makes you feel your best. And two, listen to your own body and stop masking messages with a quick fix solution. In other words, instead of taking pills, take a minute to figure out what else might be going on. Does your back hurt? Maybe your chair needs to change or you need to get up and stretch. You have a headache, it's often the first sign of dehydration, so drink some water. I personally have tennis elbow, which always flares up if I've spent too much time on the computer. For a while, I took pain meds, bought one of those elbow straps, and just worked through the pain. Now, at the first twinge, I recognize what's going on. I stop what I'm doing. I take a break. I might stretch a little bit. Your body is smart, and when you pay attention to what it's telling you to do, it's much easier to maintain your health and wellness for the long term.
Joanne, what should we be eating?
That is the topic of many, many questions and certainly a lot of advice out there. So I have one simple rule, and that is eat real food as close as possible to the form it's made in nature. This will automatically eliminate most things that come in boxes and certainly anything that comes in a bag through a drive-thru window. Eating real food also means sustainably raised meats, not those that spend their short lives in factory farming operations being loaded with drugs and hormones. It means avoiding things like low-fat yogurt and soy milk. Have you ever thought about what it takes to get a green soybean into white milk? It's amazing and an awful process. The bottom line is food processing removes the nutrients our bodies recognize and can use to benefit our health and replaces those nutrients with chemically derived formulas of questionable nutritional value. If you eat real food, you avoid most of the confusion, both when making food choices and the confusion our bodies face when they're trying to process something they don't understand. So to help you stick with the real food rule, keep your favorite real food of choice handy. I almost always have organic unsalted roasted almonds with me. It has saved me countless times from eating junk in airports and airplanes and the pastries they often serve at breakfast meetings.
Makes a lot of sense. We are joined by Joanne Frederick, the founder of CyberSize, an online gym, and the author of Move, Eat, Be, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. In your book, you include a section on well-being. What do you mean by well-being, and what is your definition of that?
So as entrepreneurs, most of us, hopefully, are already doing work that we love. I think those two things go hand in hand, and that's what drives us. Most of us probably left other jobs that didn't excite us to become entrepreneurs and pursue our love of whatever our idea is. That's really what I mean by well-being. Well-being is doing work that you love, spending time with people you enjoy, and making a difference in the world and having fun. So all of the exercise and most perfect diet doesn't mean much if you're not happy and excited about life. So well-being really is total wellness, and it means jumping out of bed each morning really excited for what the day will bring. So to get in touch with well-being, I have a great practice, and that is to make a list of the things you're grateful for. So my gratefulness list lives on the first page of my notebook. Yes, I still carry around a paper moleskin. And I add to it frequently and read it when I'm feeling uninspired or having a bad day. It can be simple things like, you know, a beautiful sunrise or you just made a great sale. Keeping track of all of those things that you're grateful for goes a long way. So on great days, add to your list. On the not-so-great days, read your list. It really helps.
What about exercise? How much and what kinds and when?
Well, again, it's important for us to remember there is no single program of exercise which works for everyone. Sure, you have friends and family that tell you that you really must get up and run 3 miles every morning and that is the key to exercise. And let's face it doesn't work for everyone. So a couple of good guidelines. First, do something every day. Even if it's only a 10-minute walk outside, it is something. None of us are too busy to do something. I don't care what you have going on. Do something every day. Second, try to get a good balance over the span of a week of cardio, flexibility, strength training, and core work. Many busy people think that if they go out and do their 3-mile run in the morning, that defines exercise, but you're really ignoring all the other needs of your body. So each week, when you make your plan for the week, make sure you schedule in some exercise in each area. And I suspect many of us could give our bodies more stretching. It seems to be something that we always put at the bottom of the list. And third, multitask. Put a set of weights under your desk and carry some resistance bands in your briefcase. When you're on a conference call, lift some weights. Are you sitting in a taxi? Grab the band and move something. Again, 5 minutes several times a day can really add up. So use those spare moments or the boring moments on long conference calls to better your body. We on CyberSize, we created a whole series of 5-minute exercise routines, and my goal for me in my life is to do 4 of those 5-minute programs a day. So when you start to think about exercise as something that happens throughout the day, you'll really be surprised how much you can accomplish.
Joanne, as a tip in conclusion, what could you share with our listeners in form of a parting tip?
So my rule and my tip for the day is exercise before email. So when you get up in the morning, we're entrepreneurs. We grab our BlackBerry or iPhone or whatever it is to check our email. Don't do that anymore. Put the email down. You get up in the morning. Do something for your body before you open your email. It doesn't have to be long, and it doesn't have to be strenuous, but it helps you set the stage for each day. No matter what's going on, each day is really about your health.
That was Joanne Frederick, the founder of CyberSize, an online gym, and the author of Move, Eat, Be, a series of ebooks designed to help people find their own personalized plan for lifelong sustainable wellness. And the website of reference is cyber-size.com. Joanne, thanks so much for joining us today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Eric, it's been a true pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, and this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. We do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.